Facebook has made an investment in India. Is this a numbers play, Francis, or is there something more here?
I wish I could say there was something more. This is not a very smart investment. It's $5.7 billion into a failing Indian cell company called Reliance Jio. Now, Reliance Jio, owned by one of India's biggest, richest people, took the country by storm in the cell net business, which was great. But what a lot of folks don't get is, sure, India's big. We know that. Lots of people. We know that. One of the fastest emerging economies in the world. We also know that. And Facebook apparently has 400 million subscribers there. Okay. But the problem in mobile today is really very, very simple. And that is that you've always got to offer more for less. And we've seen endlessly all the great offers, more gigs for less bucks, more gigs for less bucks. That's what every cell carrier tells us, and that's how they grab market share. Well, this means that no matter how much you spend on infrastructure, and it is expensive, you're faced with constantly falling prices. And sure enough, Reliance Jio ended up with falling revenues, a really crummy balance sheet from all the money it had to spend to build the network in India, which is not an easy place to build a network. It's, crowded, obviously, and has every kind of infrastructure challenge known to man. Well, why would you go and rescue a company that had a business model that was failing on the fundamentals? It's not like this is a growing market with great fundamentals, and therefore you should put some money in to support a company that may be able to get you to your customers. It would have been way, way, way smarter for Mark Zuckerberg to invest maybe a few hundred million at the most in a flat net, a shared network architecture, not unlike the one I helped design that Amazon Crown Castle and Vapor.io put in place March last year. You're spending fractions. You're getting all kinds of frequency and bandwidth options unavailable to most mobile network operators. And you get to port your brand quickly and effectively to all of your customers. And because the asset base and every part of it is shared, works like a charm in that sense. The other thing is that the modern networks are going to have companies like our future creator OmniMesh parked on the user end. And OmniMesh has this phenomenal patent for turning every single wireless device, no matter what it is, a smartphone today, car today, I love to say your light bulb tomorrow, into a mini bank, a blockchain-fired mini bank. Well, that means that the revenue opportunities in a flat net structure for someone like Facebook are simply spectacular. Because the transactions and the nature of the transactions, when the customer is a mini bank and not just the customer, but all the customer's devices, you're going to see money flow through Facebook, new opportunities, new everything that it couldn't see any other way. Throwing $5.7 billion behind something that's broken and has no path forward because it's not a flat net. It makes no sense to me, whatever. I don't know what they were thinking. I don't know whose advice they took. Where would you get anyone who, in this day and age, in this world, would advise you to do something as dumb as that? I don't know. And how Facebook, which is meant to be a leading performer on the information cost velocity curve and should be able to see this stuff, would think of this, I don't get that either. And we've already done a podcast on Microsoft's 5 A's, and you can see Microsoft's 5 A's and its recent commitment to open data, which layers right onto that. The direction that Facebook should have taken is entirely different.
Speaking of a path forward and next steps, how can a company like Facebook discover more about this flat net that we've talked about quite a bit?
Well, that's easy. Future-creators.com. Let us know. We're ready. We've got all the partners and all the companies necessary to do it in place. We've already had them in a meeting. So everyone's there. The technology's here. The companies are here. Flatnet is ready to rock and roll. And its capital efficiency and price performance characteristics are fantastic.
Very good. For more on Facebook, telecom, and what you need to know to be a future creator, visit us at future-creators.com. Thanks, Francis.
Hey, thanks, Robert.